from the One Way Home album, and Carla with a K, and we started the hour with ZZ Top and Rough Boys. 16 minutes past 8, the Full English Breakfast Show. Barack Obama's revealed his summer playlist for 2021 with Migos, Stella Fitzgerald, Bruno Mars and J. Cole all on the list. The former US president has made his annual list of his favourite songs since his time in office, which came to an end in 2016. With so many people guessing to go with the family and friends, there's a lot to celebrate this summer, he said. I put together a playlist of some of the songs I've been listening to lately. It's a mix of old and new, household names and emerging artists, and a whole lot in between. Among the tracks included on Mr. Obama's playlist include Cole's Neighbours, Ella Fitzgerald's Lush Life, and Wants and Needs by Drake's and Lil Baby. Bruno Mars also makes an appearance with Leave the Door Open, his collaboration with Anderson .Paak and Silk Sonic, as do tracks by Masked Wolf, Jasmine Sullivan and Jay-Z. Classic songs that appear on the list include If You Really Love Me by Stevie Wonder, I'll Be Your Baby Tonight, and this by Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Well, technology is wonderful until it doesn't work, so we're back on a dodgy phone line this morning. I hope it's going to be audible. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, all right?
I'm very well, thank you. Going over the shock of the football fight. I mean, it seems to have such a dramatic effect on some people. Basically, I think when we lost, I turned the television off and moved on with my life. So there we go.
Yeah, it's odd that some people really take it to heart and sort of go, don't realise it's only a game, because it is only a game, but all the nasty things we see associated with football, you just wish they'd go away, don't you?
So sad, so sad. I mean, it's been a wonderful month, there's no doubt about that. It's brought the nation together, it's brought some light during the darkness of the pandemic and giving us something to certainly be proud of. So anything that tarnishes that is merely ridiculous, it has to be said.
Well, it's only a tiny minority of these idiots who give everybody else a bad name, but you give a dog a bad name and it sticks and we're all tarnished with the same brush. But I mean, you know, they must be able to do something. There's social media, I mean, it's not beyond regulation and anonymous accounts can be traced.
There was about 8 mixed metaphors in that last sentence, it had to be said. But no, you're absolutely right. Yes, it's there's no doubt with the powers that technology companies have that these people should be tracked and traced, to use a phrase from the pandemic, and of course held accountable.
Well, that's another subject, tracking and tracing. Maybe we'll have a word about that tomorrow. But let's concentrate on the markets. Good day on Wall Street. A record close and investors are about to get their teeth into second quarter earnings season.
Yeah, US stocks registering fresh all-time highs. S&P 500 up 0.35% of investors, as you say, await those second quarter earnings. Financials and communication services shares led the S&P 500 higher. Also, strong demand for $38 billion of 10-year notes, which was seen as a good news for sentiment. Focus today will be on the US inflation report. We expect headline CPI to print at 5% year-on-year. Core to come in at 4.1% annualized rate, of course, way above the target level. The great debate being, are these persistent inflationary pressures or merely temporary? Markets will be looking for any clues around that. European stocks also climbed to record highs yesterday as investors rotated out of cyclical sectors and into more defensive names. They tried to assess the risks to the recovery from the Delta variant against the outlook for stimulus. Stock 600 was up 0.7%, led by the healthcare sector, was up 15% year to date. Opening calls looking a little bit mixed this morning. Johnny Corner, FTSE down 5 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 10 points. CAC Corner Paris up 30 points.
A lot riding on the results from the banks, Hank. You've been in quite a good mood recently, so it sounds quite good.
Well, the Bank of England, from a UK perspective, just removing restrictions on banks paying dividends, so that should provide a boost to the UK sector. The main focus, of course, will be on the US banks. The biggest banks there getting set to release money that's not needed in terms of the reserves. Somewhere around about $1 billion could be released. This is after the worst fears of the pandemic would hammer consumer credit quality failed to materialise. Analysts expect JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo will include reserve releases when they announce their second quarter results as we go through the course of this week. The release will be viewed as return to normal. Remember, at the start of the pandemic, the 6 largest banks in the United States set aside $35 billion to cover anticipated loan losses. So quite a dramatic turnaround taking place there. We should see some good numbers coming through from corporates. You've got a low base rate, You've got the reopening effect. So we could see some of the strongest numbers I think we've seen in decades in terms of corporate earnings growth, whereas we know markets look forward. What will be more important in terms of investor sentiment will be those crucial outlook statements.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting my letter from Uncle Barclay. If you're going to resume paying dividends, I'm one of your best customers.
Well, we always appreciate your support as a shareholder. So thank you very much for that ongoing vote of confidence within the bank.
Know that in writing?
Maybe not.
And as something alluded to yesterday that you wanted to enlarge on today, the digital tax in Europe, or the lack of it, or the possibility of it.
Yeah, the European Union said it would postpone its push for a digital tax to focus on negotiations over a broader minimum global tax deal struck by the world's largest economy. The US has previously lobbied against the levy of a digital sales tax, saying that we've hit the American tech giant business in Europe. The European Union pledged to introduce a levy if there was no progress on a more sweeping effort to tax corporations more uniformly. Such a pact perhaps seems a little bit more likely now after the G20 endorsed the principles of that global tax agreement. The EU said it will focus on agreeing that global tax accord in October and then reassess the levy come the autumn. The reality is, and we've spoken about this before, the tax system is simply not fit for purpose in terms of the modern economy. We know that profit shifting by major tech companies is a major issue, and it also creates competition amongst countries, which pushes that race to the bottom. And the reality is, after the huge response to the pandemic, Treasury departments around the world will need as much tax as possible. So perhaps that's part of the impetus for pushing ahead with this deal in the current circumstances.
Yeah, Janet Yellen was quite vocal over the weekend, wasn't she, about all this?
She has. She's been in Europe, of course, as part of that G20. And there's no doubt that the Biden administration is a significant shift in sentiment towards a global tax deal. Donald Trump was a little bit more protectionist. Well, a little bit more, significantly more protectionist. He wanted to make sure that US technology companies continued to thrive, were able to generate as much profit as possible. You certainly see a different tack from President Biden.
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.37 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.18.5. You get €1.17 for your British pound this morning.
Hasn't the engineer been to fix your ICN line yet?
Still struggling, but we'll get there.
Well, I hope we can get back on the internet feeds tomorrow, because the phone isn't the best, but I think we just about understood everything you had to say, so talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
You too. Hank Potson, Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. President Macron has addressed the nation to speak about the Delta variant and introduce tough new measures to reduce its spread. In a televised address last night, Mr. Macron said that vaccination was the key to prevent the spread of the variant and said that it would become mandatory for all healthcare staff with checks carried out from the 15th of September.
Nous devons aller vers la vaccination de tous les Français, car c'est le seul chemin vers le retour à la vie normale. Dans un premier temps, pour les personnels soignants et non soignants, des hôpitaux, des cliniques, des maisons de retraite, des établissements pour personnes en situation de handicap, pour tous les professionnels ou bénévoles qui travaillent au contact des personnes âgées ou fragiles, y compris à domicile, la vaccination sera rendue obligatoire sans attendre.
Later, the French Health Secretary Olivier Véran warned that healthcare staff who did not get vaccinated would not be allowed to work and would not be paid. President Macron also said an extension of the health pass will be introduced on the 1st of August at establishments where 50 people or more are gathered, including bars, restaurants, cinemas and fitness centres. It will also be required for long-distance train and bus travel. The president said that France is facing a surge in the epidemic across the country, and if we do not act now, the number of cases will increase significantly and will lead to a rise in hospitalisations. He said there are 9 million vaccine doses available right now and urged as many people to take up the offer as soon as possible. Mr. Macron also said that although he was not making vaccination compulsory for all French adults, he would consider it if the situation takes a turn for the worst, and he concluded that vaccination is the only path back towards a normal life. Police in Cannes are trying to establish the value of jewellery stolen from the hotel room of the British actor Jodie Turner-Smith. The actor spent 2.5 hours in the police station on her last day at the festival trying to describe the stolen jewels and their value. There were no signs of a break-in in Miss Turner-Smith's hotel room, where the jewels were reported missing on Friday. It's also not been revealed whether the jewellery is the personal property of the actor or whether it had been loaned by a manufacturer, a common practice at the festival. Today's competition films are Gargamel, or Hero, by the Iranian director Ashgar Farhadi, about a man in prison for an unpaid debt and his efforts to persuade his creditor to come to an arrangement, and the Franco-Belgian movie Titane from Julie Ducournau, starring Vincent Landon and Agathe Roussel. After a series of unexplained crimes, a father finds his son again after he's been missing for 10 years. Police are still searching for three men who left the scene of a fatal accident on the Boulevard du Terme in Mandelieu on Sunday morning. A 32-year-old motorcyclist was killed in the incident after being hit head-on by an Italian-registered car at around 6 a.m. The car was abandoned at the scene, and police are asking for assistance from the public in finding the three men who were in the car when the accident happened. The Alpha Wolf Park in the Vesubi Valley will open again tomorrow, 9 months after being destroyed by Storm Alex. The development comes just a few days after the main road between Saint-Martin-Vesubie and Le Bourgon was reopened to traffic, in another sign that things are slowly returning to normal in the area following last year's devastating storm. The prefect of the Alt-Maritime has announced a number of restrictions for the 14th of July Bastille Day celebrations. The ban on the sale and use of fireworks will be in force, and the consumption of alcohol in public places will be forbidden from midnight tonight until 6 a.m. on the 15th of July. Children under the age of 13 will not be allowed out without an adult during the 14th of July celebrations. And the prefect has banned the use of nitrous oxide or laughing gas in all public places in the department. The sale of laughing gas to minors is already banned, but authorities are becoming increasingly concerned about its popularity among young people. Use of the gas as a stimulant has been associated with causing a public nuisance, such as playing music too loud or fighting. Health experts say the repeated use of nitrous oxide can cause problems such as fainting, dizziness, anemia, and psychiatric disorders. And there's growing concern about the large numbers of young people who are using it as a stimulant.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football, the England manager Gareth Southgate has said that the racist abuse aimed at the three players who missed penalties in the Euro 2020 final against Italy is unforgivable. Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho and Bukayo Saka were all targeted on social media after the game. Southgate said it is not what the England team stand for and the people responsible for the appalling abuse should be ashamed of themselves. The police are investigating and UEFA has also condemned the behaviour, calling it disgusting racist abuse. The England captain Harry Kane has also slapped the abuse and said those who've taken part in it are not England fans and are not wanted. Here's more football from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. The England manager Gareth Southgate has called the racist abuse aimed at three of his players who missed penalties in the shootout defeat to Italy in the final of Euro 2020 unforgivable. Bukayo Saka, Jadon Sancho and Marcus Rashford were all targeted on social media within minutes of the end of the match.
The players have had an incredible togetherness and spirit, which I think has brought so many parts of our country together. So, you know, they should be, and I think they are, incredibly proud of what they've done. For some of them to be abused is unforgivable, really. I know a lot of that has come from abroad. You know, the people that track those things have been able to explain that, but not all of it. And it's just not what we stand for. We I think, have been a beacon of light in bringing people together, in people being able to relate to the national team. And the national team stands for everybody. And so that togetherness has to continue. And we've shown the power our country has when it does come together and has that energy and positivity together.
England and Manchester United forward Marcus Rashford says he will never apologise for who I am in a social media post on Monday and thanked fans for their kind messages. The former Manchester City and England under-21 defender Nedim Manuha says this kind of abuse has become all too predictable.
Like those guys were representing their country when they played for England, but all of a sudden, this you're not one of us. You're this, you're that, and it's embarrassing. And the predictability of it really highlights, as I say, where we are in society. And it's not just the case of, you know, this is now. Like, this is what it is.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Cycling, the Tour de France resumes today following Monday's rest day as Tadej Pogačar looks to strengthen his grip on the race. Pogačar has a 5 minutes 18 second lead over Rigoberto Urán, and barring any major mishap, he should win the race for the second consecutive year when the riders enter Paris on Sunday. Today's 16th stage is 169 kilometres from the Pas de la Casse to Saint-Gaudens with a sharp 500 metre uphill finish. Cricket. England play Pakistan in the one-day series at Edgbaston later. Play starts at 2 p.m. French time. England already have a 2-0 unassailable lead in the three-match series. And in rugby union, Conor Murray will lead the British and Irish Lions against a strong South Africa A side in Cape Town tomorrow. The Lions make 12 changes to the side that beat the Sharks on Saturday, and Murray captains for the first time. Faf de Klerk is among the starters for South Africa A, and the game has been billed as pretty much a fourth test match.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaraz Sea and the VAR, the general situation is a ridge of Atlantic pressure, 1,022 millibars over the Pyrenees, and a depression 1,010 millibars over Catalonia. A winter southwesterly force 4 to 5, picking up to force 6 to 7 later. The sea is slight to moderate, becoming moderate to rough. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure of Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat 1,011 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, partially cloudy, force 3 to 5, variable winds, slight to moderate seas, and good visibility. For North Corsica, there are gale warnings in force. Winds are west-southwesterly, force 4 to 6, picking up to force 7 to gale force 8 this afternoon. The sea is moderate, becoming rough. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse 1,010 millibars. And the outlook for Wednesday, clear skies, force 3 to 5, variable winds, slight to moderate seas, and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer, open-air shopping and leisure centre.
Partially cloudy today with a moderate to strong westerly wind developing as the day goes on. Top temperatures 28 to 30 degrees. Overnight lows 20 or 21 degrees with clear skies. Wednesday and Thursday, partially cloudy, highs of 26 to 30 degrees.
The weather forecast brought to you by Polygon Riviera in Gagnes-sur-Mer. Open air shopping and leisure centre. Shops, restaurants, cinema, casino, gym. There is something for everyone. Only 20 minutes from Monaco and Cannes. Visit polygon-riviera.fr.
Finally, I knew there was a reason why I didn't want to fly back to the UK this summer. There were scenes of total chaos on Monday morning at Heathrow Airport check-in due to huge numbers of staff being forced to self-isolate. Passengers complained of long queues at check-in at Heathrow Terminal 5, one of the two operating terminals at the London airport, due to a shortage of staff. Social media was flooded with images of the disruption, all showing snaking queues for check-in desks and security. One passenger said he estimated there were more than 1,000 people trying to get through security at one point. A Heathrow spokesman confirmed the congestion in the departures area was due to staff members being told to isolate by NHS Test and Trace. He added, "We have activated additional team members to assist passengers with their journeys, and the operation has now returned to normal. We apologise to our passengers for any inconvenience caused." Good luck.